Hello, and welcome to the Make Money Mediating Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Guthrie, and I'm an attorney, mediator, trainer, keynote speaker, author, podcaster, social media influencer, technology junkie, consultant, and coach. And although I know that sounds like a lot, but what it really means to me is that I've found a way to make a living doing what I love and doing it in a way that lets me help others. So in this podcast, I want to share some tips and insights into helping you create the career that lights you up and pays your bills, whether that's as a mediator, attorney, collaborative professional, or really anything that you are passionate about. So I'll be chatting with some of the most successful and influential experts in all areas associated with building your practice, and I'll share my own thoughts and the lessons I've learned along the way. So come along on the journey with us, and soon you'll have a practice that will let you make money mediating too. Hello, and welcome back to the Make Money Mediating Podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host, and another exciting surprise for you all listeners. Just like last week, I have a special guest with me today, and you're going to love this special guest. I love her, and I'm very excited that she's here. And for those of you that are joining us at the ABA Section of Dispute Resolution Spring Conference and are coming to my practice building workshop, Murphy Funkhauser is going to be our marketing and branding expert. And so I am so excited because you're going to get a taste of Murphy's magic right now as we get started talking. So let me say thank you to her first. Thank you, Murphy, for taking time out of your day to come here and to come out to San Diego. We're going to have such a wonderful time.
Well, Susan, it was terrible when you invited me to come to San Diego, and it was such an inconvenience. So thank you. Thank you for the invitation, and I'm thrilled to be here today.
Well, and I'm thrilled. I want my listeners to know, you know, I only bring on experts that I know, that I trust. And in Murphy's case, I have sent, gosh, I think probably 6, 7, 8, maybe even more people to Murphy, and 2-1. They are delighted and happy. And some of them are my closest friends. So I think that says everything. So I'm not usually a hard pusher here, folks, but I just want you to know I've brought you someone here that I truly trust with not my friends, my colleagues, and really, you know, if you're looking for someone who's going to be able to help you as you go through your journey as a dispute resolution professional, you need branding, you need marketing help. Murphy is your girl. She really is. She knows what she's doing here. But what we thought we'd talk about today at the conference, you're going to be doing sort of a branding and marketing 101, really get some people some good basic skills to get out there and start building and boosting that practice. But we know everyone's going to a conference, whether they're going to the ABA conference or whether they're going to another conference. Right now, we're headed into heavy-duty lawyer and dispute resolution conference season. And so we wanted to talk about how you can transform your conference appearances, your conference, whether you're a speaker or just an attendee, into marketing goldmines, right? How you can make the most of this. Because I think a lot of people know it's a great networking opportunity, but they go and then they don't really know what to do when they get there, right?
Absolutely. So you mean the old adage, right? You get out of something what you put into it. You know, I'm used to working with clients who are preparing for, say, a trade show or a conference, and they're going to be presenting or they're going to have a booth, and, you know, they've got their little brochures and they've got their little tablecloth, and they're going to stand back there and hope that people come up to them. That's the wrong energy to bring with you to an event, whether you're presenting or whether you have a table or whether you're just attending. It is about getting out of your comfort zone and about making those connections. You know, there's a great book that I always recommend to my marketing and branding clients called Never Eat Lunch Alone. And it makes sense in this context because the basic premise of this book is no connection is meaningless. So even if you're having a conversation with someone who is not necessarily an ideal client for you, it's still a connection. We don't live in a bubble, right? We talk. You talk to your friends. You tell people, have you heard about Murphy? You know, and that's how it works. That's how it works, right? So it's about getting to know that person. showing interest in them. You know, they say that the person who holds the most power in a conversation is the one asking the questions, which must mean you are a very powerful person, Susan. But when you are genuinely curious about somebody else and you want to get to know them, I recommend, you know, taking notes in your phone as you meet people at conferences, so that when you have that conference follow-up, it's not the generic templated email that's transparent and everyone can see straight through and know that you sent this to everyone and it means nothing. You send them an email and you say, hey, it was so nice to meet you. I was curious if your son got into that college he was applying for. You know, if there's anything I can ever do to help you in the future, please let me know. But so it's about making the book I was referring to is about selecting 52 people that you're going to have coffee with in a year. And you're going to ask them questions. You know, what are the goals for your business? What are you trying to achieve? Who are you trying to reach? How can I help you reach those goals? And you're not even going to have to ask them for the referral because it's going to be implied. They're going to instantly want to get, you know, to refer others to you because you've already offered them that favor. So that's a little tip for while you're at the conference is stepping out of your comfort zone, making those connections, but genuinely taking an interest in other people. If you don't feel comfortable talking about yourself, then talk about them.
Most people do not object to talking about themselves, I have found.
It's true. But there are some people that are really uncomfortable, quote unquote, selling themselves. And I always try to remind my clients, you're not selling, you're building relationships. You know, people do business with people they like. So, you know, your tone may be more quiet and shy. You know, I happen to have a theater background, thus the name of my company, Brand Stage, where brands perform, you know. And so I am a little bit more, you know, in your face and high energy. And, you know, when you see me speak, I'm a little bit dramatic performer, you know, but that may not be your style. The most important thing is that you are you, you're authentic to your natural persona, and also that you are effective at communicating your story. And that's one thing that people really struggle with. So Mark Twain has a great quote, and that quote is, I'm so sorry. If I'd had more time, I would have said less. And it's one of my favorite quotes.
Yes. And
right now, the average human attention span is 6 seconds. 6 seconds. Right? I know. And that's getting
shorter. Thank you, TikTok.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's getting shorter all the time. So what that tells us is that within 6 seconds, you assess whether the person standing in front of you brings you any value. So how can you, you know, it comes down to body posture. It comes down to the way you shake hands. It comes down to the way you instantly jump in and want to get to know them and, you know, are engaged. All of that will then hold their attention and allow you to have that moment with them. So hopefully you can implant yourselves in their minds. And they may not need you now, but down the road, the goal is that you have, in the marketing world, I call it the red wine stain on the white marketing carpet.
Great analogies, guys. You know how much I love analogies.
You have seeped into their minds and they cannot forget you. You know, when I first started out in my industry, which was 20 years ago, I mean, I love speaking, right? So, I mean, I'll speak to anyone and everyone. And so I would go and I would speak to Rotary clubs. I would speak to women's groups, churches, the little guys that ride the tricycles in the parade, like anybody who would listen to me talk about marketing. And over time that paid off because people remembered me or associated me with expertise in marketing. And they would call me 6 years later and say, I heard you speak. And I remembered that thing you said, and I wasn't ready then, but I'm ready now. So again, going back to no connection is meaningless. Remembering that, and then hopefully that will give you the courage and the, you know, energy that you need to go forth and make those connections during events such as this.
Yeah, I love what you said about it's not about even that moment of connection or that one moment. It's building a relationship, right? That's really what you're doing with people. And I love the little tip about taking some notes in your phone, just because I know I go to a lot of conferences and I love them. I'm a very I'm similar to you. I like to talk. I like to ask questions. I like to engage with people, but because I meet so many people, I have a hard time remembering all the details about everyone. So I love that opportunity. And in fact, many of the conferences these days, including the ABA's conference that we're both going to be at, has an app that has all of the attendees in there. I think you can even take the notes in the app next to their picture, or you could even, as you were talking about sending, I'd like this tip too, send that follow-up email. I think you can even message them right in the app and follow up right away.
Well, and of course, nothing beats a handwritten note. I mean, I know none of us have the time. I get it. I have a stack of note cards literally sitting on my desk right now that say on them that are to acknowledge all of the clients that successfully achieved their marketing goals this year. And every day it's like, I gotta get those cards written, cobbler's children, no shoes. But I do know the importance of a handwritten note and taking that time, because people just don't receive them anymore. I want to share with you an experience about a conference I went to once. You know, people don't really use business cards as much anymore. You know, it's mostly digital, tap on the phone, you know, that kind of thing. So that's a conundrum that a lot of my clients have, is do I use a business card? Do I not use a business card? But a few years ago, I was at a conference and I did give someone my business card, and it happened to be a software company that wanted to sell me a project management software for my then branding agency. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to get some, you know, form email in a couple of weeks, or maybe I'm going to get 10 emails, or I'm going to get inundated by this company. But no, instead, what they did was they took my business card, they extracted the logo from it. And 2 weeks after the conference, I received in the mail this huge package that had my logo etched in glass that I could hang in the lobby of my,
We all like swag.
And of course I'm so analytical. I had to like Google like how much it cost, because I was curious about their ROI, their return on investment.
Sure.
Like, okay, so it was $100 for them to have this printed, and the software is $5,000 a year. So, okay, you know, if they send this out to 50 people, you know, and 40% convert, that's a great ROI. You know, I had to do all that, my marketing brain. But included with the etched glass that they sent was a card, a handwritten card that invited me to have a virtual lunch with them, which they paid for, so they could do a software demonstration for me. So they got my attention. It was an extremely personal gift. It was an awesome way to repurpose my business card to make it feel like my giving it to them had meaning. They kept it and remembered me. And then to invite me to a lunch. And then you betcha that I went to their demonstration, and you bet I told other people about them. It was very creative. So there, depending on your budget, there's lots of things you can do.
Well, and that's a good point though, right? Like, not everyone's going to want to spend $100 or right. something like that. But I was just talking to one of my former coaching clients, and she had gone from a litigation practice to a family divorce mediation practice. And I'm trying to remember the name of her. It had mediate obviously in there. And so what she did is she got water bottles made up that said the name of her firm, mediate, and then hydrate under it. And it was on the water bottles. That's they were super cute. They had her little logo. And so that's what she sends out, because she could buy them in bulk, so they weren't as expensive, super memorable, very usable. And, you know, she said, I can't tell you, Susan, how many people send me a little picture of their desk with my water bottle sitting there. It's always top of mind. So those little things can really be something.
Absolutely. I know that most of your, I know this is not a trade show. I totally get that. But one more quick story is, I had another technology company that I worked with as a client of mine that was attending a trade show, and they specifically targeted the vacation rental industry. So instead of setting up the boring trade booth, they set up a miniature tiki bar inside the conference hall, and, you know, had the little straw umbrellas and a little walk-up bar and everything. And they had these bright orange Lays that were their brand color. And at the bottom of the Lays were directions to their booth. And they had a staff member go throughout the entire conference and put these Lays over people's necks. And so the entire conference suddenly became festive and fun and exciting. And people were stopping by their booths and taking their pictures with them, holding their mocktails and laughing and cheersing. And then they had something they could send to the person following the conference. So, you know, even saying, hey, can we take our picture together? People love getting their picture taken, and I'll send it to you afterwards. Or do you want me to take a picture of the two of you? You know, if someone's there with their partner or with a friend, you know, those are ideas as well.
Well, and I love that you mentioned pictures, because that takes me to another topic that I know you mentioned earlier. People have a hard time selling themselves. People also struggle with putting pictures of themselves or talking about themselves on social media, right? Yeah. But I find, at least for me, it's very effective to put a picture of me with people I've met at a conference, or certainly if you're presenting at a conference, to post a picture of you presenting. I'm always tossing my phone to someone in the front row and saying, can you do me a big favor? Yes, you know, do me a solid, take some pictures.
Yes, I take a selfie with the entire room. Like, I turn it around, have them all in there. So I have like 30 people I can tag. And then that's 30 times the exposure. I was also going to say that, you know, I think it's critical that your social media audience knows that you are attending events in your industry, that you're continually growing and educating yourself and improving. And you should absolutely share every conference you attend, every workshop. You should tag that event. You should tag the promoters, give them a shout out, talk about why you're so excited, what you plan to learn. And then when you come back, say, now here's what I know, so I can do a better job for you. So you take it through the whole cycle of, I'm excited about going, here's why I'm going, here's how I'm experiencing it, and then here's what I learned that can help you. And then it all makes sense within the framework of marketing and branding, but it's not selling. It's just being proud and excited about your industry and what's happening within the walls of your industry.
Well, and you make another really good point, no surprise, but right, it's not a one and done with posting about your attendance at a conference. You know, I think it's really effective to post, hey, attended a great program led by, you know, and then tag the three panelists with a picture of them or whatever, and then give some takeaways, because what are you doing? You're showing that you were there, that you valued what you learned, and you're showing that you know it, right? You're showing that you're constantly learning, as you just said, and certainly vice versa. If you are the person who's giving out that information, or you're the subject matter expert who's sharing your expertise with others, it's well worth it. What do you think about, as we were just talking about meeting people, I've actually said, hey, let's take a quick selfie, post a picture of the both of us and tag them, because now we're connected on LinkedIn right away, right? Even if we weren't before.
Yes, absolutely. I think obviously ask permission, because some people, you know, I always turn the phone around and say, do you approve this? Is this picture approved for posting?
I can run it through Photoshop if you need something. Although who knows right now whether you want to Photoshop things with the Princess Kate issues, but yeah.
Right. Exactly. I've even done somebody a solid and been like, I'll remove the bags from under your eyes. And they'll be like, oh, I love you. Thank you so much. You know, or hold the camera up high, whatever. But definitely ask them for their permission to take the picture and then to post it. And then in your little notes, get their name, get their social media handle. I also wanted to make the note that if you plan to add that person or would like to add that person to your email list, that's the time to ask. Say, look, I have really enjoyed meeting you. Can I add you to my email list when I get back so we can stay in touch and you can know what's going on at my firm or within my practice? And you know, conversely, I'd love to get your information and be added to your list. And what's your social media account? And you can actually add them right in front of them. That makes people feel really special, because look, we have to support each other, right? And so just showing that support and showing that advocacy for this other firm, even if they're a competitor, that demonstrates confidence, that demonstrates, you know, camaraderie, and will only serve to build your reputation and, you know, your role as a team player within your game. So, yeah.
Well, and I really enjoy that insight, because so often people, they say hello, they talk to someone for a minute, they go off, and that connection is kind of lost into the ether. But what we've been talking about here are so many different ways to continue the connection, to continue to build the relationship, as you were talking about. I mean, we've talked about how to follow, you know, that you might follow up, send them a little water bottle or a beautiful, you know,
a little etched.
Yeah, I love that one. Feel free.
I have something to add too, and that is, it's not just about the follow-up, right? It's about the first impression. And I read a great article one time about how societally we have gotten into this habit of saying, so what do you do? Like, that's how we open every conversation. And it's so rote and it's so predictable. And the better question is, tell me your story. And I love that. Tell me your story. And right then you're saying, I want to know all of it. I want to know all of you. I want to know how you got to where you are today. And that opens up a Pandora's box of conversation, because tell me what you do is a one line response. And then there's that awkward silence afterward. But tell me your story.
Oh, that's so interesting.
We could be talking for days, you know? So I think that's a really neat tip as well.
Well, that's actually, I call them golden nuggets. That's a golden nugget, because you're right. That is the awkward little, as you're standing there and you've just introduced yourself to someone, or they've come over and just introduced themselves. You're right. That's a really short conversation. What do you do? What do you do? Well, now what are we going to talk about? But, and one thing I can say as a podcast host, and I interview people all the time, is everyone has a story, and everyone's story is what makes them interesting and lets you connect with them. And where you find the intersections as well, often to start building that relationship. And, you know, it's a relationship. I always look at it from, many people look at the relationship building from the perspective of, what can this person do for me? And I think that's a rough way to come at it. I try to look at it more from a, what can I do to support this person in their practice? Yes. And for me, that's come back many folds, right? Many, if you help others, I find the world or the universe helps you, absolutely, whether it's that one person or some way else. So how do you bring that into the conversation? Is there something I can do to support you, or something like that?
Yeah. And I go back to that book that I recommended. It's fantastic. Again, Never Eat Lunch Alone. And it actually has a model in there for questions you can ask people about where they are in their business, or what challenges they're facing, what opportunities they're seeing on the horizon. Like, genuinely learn about where they are and what they need. And so again, asking questions, being curious, I think curiosity is one of the best, you know, character traits. So bringing your curiosity to the conversation is really important. And then not necessarily offering solutions if you don't have them. You know, we never want to should on anyone, especially not when we
stop shooting on yourself. I've said it before.
When we first meet them, that's not the impression we want to make. But we want to be curious listeners, and we want to be curious learners. And so then say, listen, I have really loved hearing your story today. And if I find someone else in this room that is looking for what you're offering, I'm going to connect you to, or in the future, do you mind if I take your contact information? And if I come across, you know, a person or a scenario that meets, you know, the challenges or the goals that you have, I would love to shoot you an email. And they will be so impressed by that. So again, that shows that advocacy, that shows that care, that concern and support, you know, for their small business or their small practice.
Yeah. Well, in the dispute resolution world, one of the things that I think dispute resolution professionals are known for is just, we are a very warm and welcoming community and very supportive of each other, because we are all working to lift up a profession that is not the default profession, right? Most people default to litigation. We offer an alternative, dispute resolution. And so part of what we do by lifting up each other is we lift up our profession. It's that boat.
All boats ride. Yep. That's right. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And so you're absolutely speaking to the right crowd about that, and about curiosity, because especially for mediators, one of our biggest skill sets and gifts is our avid curiosity. Right. That's what helps us to help people. So bring your mediator skills, guys, and unleash them on your colleagues at the conference.
100%. Bring those question asking skills. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have always been a firm believer in the more you support other businesses, like I said, even competitors, it just shows an inherent confidence that you have within your brand. And then people will have a different perception of how they look at you. And so, you know, it does end up benefiting you, but it also benefits them. So it's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah. And you just said brand, and I'm glad you did, because you're going to be talking more about that at the conference. So we're not going to give away all the good stuff. You guys got to come to the practice building workshop to hear from Murphy and get the deep dive. But we were just talking about that. Tell me your story. If you were meeting someone at a conference, you're having these conversations, you do need to have something of you know, we call it an elevator pitch perhaps, or, you know, a little bit of a pitch about who you are. What would some, you know, high level tips be if someone said to you, tell me your story? What would you tell a conference attendee to sort of be prepared with?
So, you know, in the old days, we had what was called the elevator pitch. Like, and I don't know what kind of elevators these people were riding, but it was like a minute long. And
no longer.
And we don't have that anymore. So I actually have a formula that I use with every brand strategy client. And it is the first exercise that we do together to help them condense their thoughts, right? To distill their thoughts. And that's the first thing, is distillation. So condensing, you know, all of the wonderful things about your practice and about you and all the features and the benefits and the things you can do into one singular sentence. And if you can get it down into this one singular sentence, you are going to be empowered to tell your story in an effective and succinct way. And I'm going to tell you the sentence now, but if you forget it, am I allowed to give my email address, Susan?
Absolutely. Please do.
Feel free to email me at Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, at brandstageconsulting.com, and I will share this with you. But my clients tell me this is the most impactful exercise I take them through, and it is completing this one sentence. For blank, who blank? Blank is the blank that blank. So they can blank.
Blank.
Period. And in that one sentence, you have identified your target audience, your unique selling proposition, what makes you unique, the thing you can do that no one else can, you know, who you are perfectly for, what you can uniquely do, what the outcomes of working with you are going to be. You've nailed it. One sentence. So if that's the one thing you memorize and get right before you head off to a conference or to a networking event, for blank, who blank, blank is the blank, who blank, so they can blank. You know, it's like the, I always tell my clients that the joke is, you know, no one goes to Home Depot to buy a drill. They go to Home Depot to buy a happy marriage, right? So no one buys your service for the reasons you think they buy their service. There's something deeper, and you need to identify what that deeper thing is. And if you think of Ivan Pavlov and the dog and the bell and the meat, you know, what is the meat in the heart of your dog? What is going to make them salivate when they hear your name? And so using that process to distill it down into that one sentence helps you identify that. So that's what I'm like.
I've done this exercise with you because yes, you came into a couple of my marketing groups, my marketing consulting groups, and we did this together. And so it may have just sounded like a lot, everyone, but it's a very, very powerful tool. So I will have Murphy's, all of Murphy's contact information in the show notes as always, guys. So you'll be able to reach out to her, but she'll be doing this and more with you all at the conference. So again, if you want to take this into that deeper dive where you're really going to be able to walk away, the whole point of the practice building workshop is that attendees are going to walk away with instantly usable tools, tips, tricks, things that you can do. You know, I'm going to be working with you guys and our buddies, ChatGPT and Gemini, to build out your business plan. You're going to be able to create a business plan in a very short period of time. Things that used to take me, God knows, weeks and weeks and months to do, it can now be done much more quickly. So we're going to be doing that. We've got experts on your operational process, on your business. And then Murphy's going to be taking you into this branding and marketing. So really,
I'm going to share one of my top secret tools, which is the one-page marketing plan, which is a, is literally a one-page marketing plan, as opposed to a 50 to 100 page plan that sits on your shelf and you never do anything with it. Like, it is a tangible tool that you can complete in one afternoon and then be able to hit the streets tomorrow with a strategy, having that sentence and having your 9 areas of focus for your marketing on one easy sheet. And I will be presenting that and taking you through it. And it's all built off of something I call the marketing bridge, which you'll learn about when you come, which is exactly how to take a person from a stranger to a raving fan. And raving. And every step that you have to take to get them there. And you asked me, and it wasn't on the call today, but it was earlier, you mentioned tenacity and grit and the need for it within marketing. And the marketing bridge demonstrates how the first phase is like pushing a car up a hill. So there is a little bit of tenacity and grit that we have to demonstrate when we're setting out to market our practices. But literally, once you reach the top of the hill and you get enough people convinced that you're the right person for them, that you can uniquely solve their problem. The rest of it's cruising, man. You're going down the other side of the
hill.
Going
down.
Yeah. And so I'm going to teach you how to do that. And the beautiful thing is that the more people you take over the hill, the less marketing you have to do. And that is what I'm going to teach you in my workshop.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so excited that Murphy's been able to join us in San Diego. You don't even know yet, folks, what you'll be in for and what you'll learn. And let me just say, because I hear from you all so often that really marketing is the most frustrating place for you all, right? We all went to either law school or mediator school or whatever school. No one was teaching us marketing. You know, I had to learn it on my own. It's been a long haul. And most of the time, what people tell me they're doing is throwing a lot of spaghetti at the wall and not even looking. Yeah. But not even looking at what sticks. They just keep splattering that spaghetti. And what Murphy does with you, and she'll do with you in this, you know, 1 hour, 15 minutes, right? You'll be walking away with a marketing strategy. Let me tell you that the marketing strategy is what keeps you from spinning your wheels or pushing up that hill, right? I mean, I guess you want to spin the heels over, right?
There's always that inevitable initial push. You can't get past
it. Work.
But yeah, you have to go through it. But for me, it, you know, with my clients, my observations have been, it is getting that distillation process completed and really getting clear on who you are and who you're for and what you want to be unforgettable for. And that's the whole point of attending this conference, right? Is that we want to be unforgettable to the people we meet. And then you take that and you go out and you're unforgettable to the world and to your ideal target market. So that's the most difficult part. And once you know that, it's like setting the sails on a ship. Your boat just starts sailing in the right direction. So that is the hardest part. And I swear it's smooth sailing after that. So you can just throw one piece of spaghetti on the wall in the same place every single time and it will stick.
I love this. So let's, for the people who either aren't going to be able to make it to the conference or just so that my listeners know, why don't you give us your completed sentence for you in brand stage marketing? Or consulting, brand stage consulting.
So for businesses that want to take center stage in the market, brand stage consulting is the branding and marketing expert who can help their brand perform so they can achieve their business and brand goals.
Yay! You just saw the whole thing in action, everybody. So if you're not going to be at the conference, but you need some support or some help with your branding, with your marketing, reach out to Murphy. Again, I'm going to have all of her contact information in the show notes, and it's murphy.com. You can email her as well. But you know what, guys? Don't pass up the opportunity. I'm going to be at the conference. Murphy's going to be at the conference. So many of our other friends that have been on the podcast are going to be at the conference. So come. It's going to be a great time. And you're going to learn a lot, and you will walk away from the 1 day practice building workshop. Still have 3 more days of conference if you want to attend the whole thing, but the 1 day workshop is really going to get you either started in your practice or help you lift your practice up from where it is so you can grow it. And as I always say, have the practice of your dreams. So Murphy,
I think we should give an award to the person who uses the most creative networking technique. And it should be announced on this podcast.
I like that. You know what, guys? Come to us at the conference. You know what? Maybe I'll even put you on the podcast.
There you go.
We're going to interview you on the podcast about what you did in response to this episode.
I love it.
So that we can talk about it. Murphy and I will have a chit chat with you. So it'll be a lot of fun. But come find us. We want to talk to you. We want to have you in our app so that we and connect with you and take that selfie and get on LinkedIn together. So come find us at the conference. Murphy, thank you so much. I am so excited to see you in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. All right. To everyone's success. See you soon.
Bye-bye. See you soon, everyone. Thanks for listening in on this episode of the Make Money Mediating Podcast. I hope you got some great insights and tips on creating your dream practice. Join us every week on Thursdays for a new episode, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. And if you're enjoying the podcast, here's a shameless ask. please consider giving it a 5-star rating and tell us in a review what you find most helpful. It's honestly the best way for others to find the show so that they can make money mediating too. I'll see you next week.